everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Based on Speculation. All the pop culture news and none of the research, so you do not have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jax.
And I'm Willie Joel.
Ah. Well, boys, what do we think is going to happen in Wong Car?
Jackson, you explained this Wonka trailer, which just dropped just today. So, hey, if you knew when that came out, you know when we recorded this.
Yeah, that's true.
Jackson, I walked into the studio today and I said, I have not seen the Wonka trailer.
That's
I have
true.
Just seen that picture of Hugh Grant as a... Or Hugh Grant.
As Willy Wonka.
No, wrong. Try again. Oompa Loompa.
As Oompa Loompa.
And he's in a little jar. And yeah. I was like...
They've caught him like a bug.
They got that little Oompa Loompa freak.
They've Tinkerbelled him.
Yeah. I mean, it just seems strange to like, as you would trap a spider,
yeah,
to then, like, you know, try and free outside, to do that to a little guy,
and then just
who's
put him
eating
on your
way
desk.
Too many carrots.
Yeah, he looks unwell. He looks sick to me.
I don't know
Hugh
how
Grant.
That happened. I hope they explain it, that he was scurrying in the drywall.
Well, it's what it seems like. He's like, you're the guy that's been following me, Hugh Grant. So I reckon he set
and
up.
And he's like, Oompa Loompa, no, I didn't do that.
Yeah.
It looks real bad.
Yeah, it does. Oh. It looks... That's sad.
Well, yeah, Jackson, you... So I walked into the studio and you said, you seen the trailer? I said, no, but I've just seen Hugh Grant as an Oompa Loompa.
Yeah.
And you said, oh, boy. It looks like... And then you explained what you thought.
I said it looks like if they confirmed the fan theory that Willy Wonka took place in the Harry Potter universe and this was released as a spin-off around the same time as Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Yeah. I didn't realize that that was a fan theory.
Well, it's like how people say Mary Poppins as well. Anybody who's like slightly magical, they're like, oh, they're
British and annoying. Is in Harry Potter?
Oh, maybe they're in Harry Potter. But it's got this movie, the trailer has big Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them energy.
Big time.
It came up with like, and the producers of Harry Potter.
You're like, there it is.
There it is. That's the thing.
Hey, I like whimsy. I'm a whimsical guy.
Yeah.
Show me a gnome, I'm coming my pants.
I know.
Yeah. You're sucking and fucking those seven dwarves.
Yeah. There's a big fish.
I love big fish. That's heaps of whimsy.
Have you seen Big Eyes?
Have you
seen the movie he saw? He made, I mean.
What?
It's called Big Eyes.
I haven't seen Big Eyes.
Tim Burton made Big Eyes.
He made a movie called Big Fish and Big Eyes. What was he in his big era?
That were far apart. Big Eyes isn't that old.
Oh, I've not seen Big Eyes.
Do you think Tim Burton is just like cursing like Hollywood that he did not get to make Big?
Yeah, is he pissed about that?
Yeah, Big Eyes. It is. It's Amy Adams and Christoph Waltz star in a Tim Burton movie called Big Eyes.
Is it whimsical?
2014.
Is it whimsy?
Yeah, what's the whimsy levels, dude?
Reception. Where am I going to find out if it's whimsical?
Well, I guess plot.
Yeah, in the plot. Does it have a sense of wonder and amazement to it?
What is the plot?
Do people experience glee in this movie?
Is it maybe like a little bit of like magic in this mundane world?
Yeah. It's about in the 1950s, Margaret Ulbrich ditches her then husband and takes her younger daughter. So that obviously...
A little bit whimsy.
That doesn't sound whimsy yet.
I don't know.
Where she gets a job painting illustrations at the furniture factory.
That's
whimsy alert! Little. It's whimsy time. That was a fucked up alarm.
Yeah. It's your go-to alarm.
It is my go-to alarm. Because this movie has... a level of whimsy to it, but it's like a manufactured whimsy that doesn't feel quite...
It literally seems like it has exactly the same tone as the first Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Which I didn't mind.
Yeah, that was of the Fantastic Beasts, that was probably the best one.
Which I'm guessing because my expectations were on the floor.
Looking at two human shits and a dog shit and being like, which one am I happiest is on my lawn?
Which one is better?
Well, if it's on my lawn, which is if you had listened to what I was saying, I'm far happier to see a dog shit on my human lawn than a human shit on my lawn.
It is a human lawn.
I like a dog dog shit on a human lawn is far superior than a human shit on a dog lawn, i.e. my backyard.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, it's probably better to step in dog shit than human shit, too, really.
Yeah.
You know, if you
think
about
dog shit, you're like, because there's no intent there.
Yeah, dogs
just be shitting.
Yeah. Also, for some reason, I'm like, even though a dog's diet ain't great, I feel like it's I would be managing.
Dogs
it
eat
better.
Their own ass, though.
Yeah.
Well, that's.
I guess you don't shit your own ass.
No. You need ass now if you want. I don't know.
Yeah. But no, but I, what you mean, like a human, you're like, you're eating, we're putting poison in our bodies every day. A dog eats dog food.
Yeah. A dog eats dog food and maybe like a dead bird it's found. You're like, have it.
Would you rather
sometimes dog shit and dog vom.
And cat shit.
That's
true. Oh, man. Why do dogs love cat shit? A friend of that, we got like an outdoor thing for the cat. And like, the moment we like accidentally like left that because open there. Beeline in there, straight to the litter box, had to wrestle her, so you're like, don't eat the cat shit!
That's crazy, what the...
It's like a treat for him!
It's just tuna or whatever.
maybe.
Would you,
tune a piano, but you can't tune a cat.
Tuna.
Would you rather then step in dog shit or human shit, but the human's been eating only dog food?
I'm still team dog. Also, dog shits are smaller.
Yeah.
No,
what if they're
the
same size? Same size.
Same size?
Yeah. It depends on the dog.
Same size. Humans been eating only dog food. Dog's only been eating human food.
Ooh.
Well, that's going to be diarrhea for the dog. So
it depends what kind of human food. We're talking Cheetos and steak?
McDonald's.
Well, that's not good for the dog.
That's one sick dog.
6-piece chicken McNugget meal.
The dog's so unwell.
Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Sweet and sour sauce for the
fries. This is real sad, but like my brother's old dog passed away a couple years ago.
From
but
eating like, McDonald's?
Well, the thing is, it knew the sound of a cheeseburger unwrapping.
No.
So I would go over there and like, what's going on? Like, I haven't, get an extra cheeseburger for the dog. And you're like, no.
Don't it shouldn't be part of it.
Don't give the dog
a cheeseburger as a treat.
And then you took it to the vet when it was sick and they said, hey, we have to put your dog down. Have you been feeding it a cheeseburger every week?
And they were like, yeah.
Yeah.
They were like, because it loves it. It's like, wrong.
It's a dog.
That dog was great. It could say kind of like, I love you, but like howl it. It was real good.
What?
What
like,
the
I love you.
Fuck?
Like, rah, rah, rah. It was very
that's
cute.
Upsetting.
And it hated kids. Oh, it hated kids.
I don't think that was a dog. That may have been a devil.
You may have collected Satan.
Well, look, does Satan love cheeseburgers?
Yeah, Satan would. Yeah. Satan would, definitely.
I guess.
The devil's burger. That's what they call it.
I know how a human would digest dog food.
I ate dog food once.
Yeah, but like if your diet was dog food, only dog food. I mean, it looks same. But like that was because a rude friend tricked me and said it was a bit of jerky. It was a schmacko. He gave me a schmacko like I was a good boy.
That's awesome.
That's way better than whatever shit Jackson did, which I'm assuming I may have heard this story before, but I can't remember. Yeah. But I'm assuming that your dog was eating its dog food real quick and very happily, and then you looked at it and was like, oh, it must be good.
No, it was back when I was in high school, and my friend had gotten dog food for his dog, but it was Scooby Snacks. Like, that was the brand. And on it said, like, safe for consumption. So he was like, wouldn't it be funny if we ate Scooby Snacks?
That's pretty funny.
And we were like, yeah! And then we ate it, and we both were like, this is just dog food.
So the magic wore off immediately?
Well, it just didn't taste like it was for humans, too.
Yeah, I don't know what only eating, if like your only like meal for like the day, 3 meals a day or whatever, was just dog food.
Well, what's
I don't
good
know
for
what...
a dog is good for me.
Shiny coat.
Yeah, good hair.
Yeah, I don't know what it'd do to your, like, your system.
It's not ready for that much jellied meat, probably. Yeah, let's be honest.
I don't know what would happen to the
eventual shit. Yeah.
Science is it's still out.
It'll probably be a greasy human shit.
It would be pretty bad.
All the jellied meat.
Yeah,
but dogs don't do greasy shit.
Yeah, but dogs' digestive systems are used to it.
Yeah,
and tougher probably. Yeah. Right, like a dog's digestive, but they can't eat chocolate. I can't.
Yeah, it's
why
weird.
Do we say it's tougher? Is it like because they eat scraps? When
they eat garbage.
Whatever.
They
eat
cat shit and it doesn't make them sick. They eat their own spew.
If I ate cat shit, dude, I'd be in trouble.
Yeah,
and if I slurped up some dog vomit, equally.
Yeah. So anyway.
Hey, based on speculation, I've never heard of this podcast before. The new Wonka trailer was interesting. What do they got to say about it?
Oh, even dog shit.
Slipping up dog vomit. Wow. And unsubscribe.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, look, like, I guess, stepping in human dog shit, I think this movie's going to be a human dog shit.
Yeah.
I suspect it will be, and this is a huge call because I'm going on record. I did not like this trailer.
Yeah.
I think the movie will be decent to good, but I think it will bomb.
Yeah, okay. Well,
it's directed by the Paddington director.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. That is a good sign.
Sally Hawkins is in it, who is a very good actor. Timothy Chalamet is a really good actor. Mm-hmm. Hugh Grant's funny.
Yeah. It's if it kind of really commits
Mr. Bean's there and he's the Pope.
Mr. Bean is the Pope, or at least the priest, and he hates chocolate.
Or he loves chocolate. He's working for Big Chocolate, and Big Chocolate don't want Little Chocolate.
Yeah, I think that there's a chance because they keep referring to, it's pretty much like the chocolate mob.
Yeah, the chocolate mob don't want Willy Wonka's crazy chocolate.
Yeah, this feels like it's got to be like the chocolate wars.
Yeah, yeah. Which, like, it's all a very fun premise, I think. It's all very, it's like, it's what
That's
you want.
That's why I think the movie's going to be good.
It's what you want out of a
Just the trailer
movie.
Sucks.
Like the trailer sucked, and the CGI Hugh Grant was bad.
Yeah, his clothes
and
looked
some of the
off
CGI just looked bad.
Doesn't someone jump or something in the trailer? It looked real
fucked. Yeah, it's just that
might be different in the
in the movie.
It's that the whole like modern movie thing where it's just like we're gonna not pay any of our CG artists money.
What do you mean? This is a Warner Brothers movie. They have a great relationship with everyone.
Guys. Yeah. Great guys.
One of the only movies they can probably afford to release.
So I don't know. It just feels like it just looks that same cheap. We can't afford to pay we refuse to afford to pay our artists.
Yeah.
So we're not gonna, and so they just take, you know, shortcuts, and it just shows.
Yeah.
Whereas if you look at even the Tim Burton one, which didn't go well, I think, reception-wise.
I think it went well financially.
Yeah. That's good. Deep Roy looked all right.
Yeah. Plus they trained those squirrels to tear apart that girl or whatever.
Yeah.
Tore a limb from him or whatever. That factory's dangerous.
Vicious squirrels.
Wonka has a budget of $125 million.
You don't need $125 million. That's so much. Wait. Give me in context. What else has it cost? $125 million.
Yeah, true. Actually, good point.
Give me one second.
For me, I'm like, how much can like how much is a banana? What,
$5?
Film? Oh my god! That's so
$150. I'm like $500.
Like, how much does it cost to make a film? Like a grand, $2,000.
Give me a movie that you think will give you a good understanding. If I said, oh, this movie. In comparison, this movie's worth this much money. Would that help the $125 million?
Well, how much did Fantastic Beasts cost?
Yeah. That's,
that will be more.
Probably there's more CGI in that because they had to make the Fantastic Beasts. Mm.
Where to find them.
And that luggage.
And that luggage, that's true.
The suitcase that makes you small?
Just go in.
The suitcase that is a TARDIS.
Yeah.
$175
million. Okay, so only a little bit
50
more.
$50 million more.
Yeah.
Well,
let's look at the movies that have come out this. Actually, how much is so Spider-Verse is around 125.
Yeah, that's animated. it's hard to
Guardians
kinda
would have been about 300 milli because every Marvel movie has the worst deal in the world, and somehow they're spending infinite money.
No, I don't know. I would like this movie to do well. I think it's got, like I said, it's got a fun premise, and it's always exciting to see Willy Wonka make his magic chocolate and stuff.
Yeah.
Wonking about.
I really petered out at the end there. But, you know, like, that's the fun of, like, the Willy Wonka movies. Or that's part of the fun is being like, what crazy thing is he going to do with chocolate or candy next or whatever? So I like that aspect.
God, he made it flying chocolate.
Yeah.
I hope they don't do what the Burton did, which was like, oh, his father was a dentist and hit him if he looked at chocolate or whatever. Oh, man, Willy Wonka came from an abusive family.
I get it now.
Oh, my God, and Willy Wonka's also Michael Jackson in this movie.
Oh, man.
Which is a bold thing to do in 2004 or 5 when we already knew.
I think we've spoken about this before, but Johnny Depp coming in and being like, all right, so I've had a think, and I'm going to do it like Michael Jackson, and everyone being like, are you sure?
Okay, so and you do know we're doing, so we're making like the original, how he had a bunch of children.
Yes.
Got the ticket.
Well, Michael Jackson's an eccentric, hey, and Depp, so is Wonka. Yes?
Johnny Depp, you know that Michael Jackson fucks kids, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay.
And you just...
Well, there's kids in this movie.
Oh!
That shouldn't be a... What?
Are you... You think this is a good idea?
I'm going to talk like this.
I love wine.
I love
and
wine.
Johnny Depp.
And Michael Jackson. I'm regretting hiring you for my movie, Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Michael Jackson.
He's
guess I'll go die on tour.
I've become convinced.
Yeah, he's method acting. It's really nice.
I've been tricked by Johnny Depp's Michael Jackson.
Yeah, it's a strange choice by everyone involved.
Very
in that film.
Baffling.
And yeah, I don't want like a whimsy film to have like this dark, you know, undertone of familial abuse.
Yeah, it's
it doesn't look like it's gonna. If anything, it looks like it's gonna have like that Wes Anderson-y tone where people are trying to kill him, but it's not.
Well, there's that scene where he's like, "This is for you, Mama." So I think there's going to be some tragedy in his past, because there's the scene where he sees that lady in the crowd and he's like, it gets like really serious or whatever. So I think
that's Sally Hawkins.
Yeah. And like, we don't need this movie, right? Like, nobody needed this movie. We don't need to know Willy Wonka's motivations. In fact, in many ways, I think that kind of like wrecks Willy Wonka. Because like in the first movie, Gene Wilder, you're like, who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah.
We don't know what he's about. He's just a freak.
Lunatic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The Snozzberries taste like Snozzberries, motherfucker! I'll kill you! I'll burn this whole place to the fucking ground!
Oh my god.
Grandpa Joe, I'm scared. Yeah. And the Snozzberries are actually hogs.
It's cock
human hogs.
You son of a bitch.
I'll kill you.
I'll kill every kid in this chocolate factory. I'm so depressed.
Making chocolates made me all fucked
like,
up.
If they're
get
doing,
on my boat.
Like I definitely fall in the camp where like you can remake films like nothing, you know,
yeah, of course.
You shouldn't like hold things sacred. It's not gonna ruin your childhood.
No.
Grow up.
Yeah.
And, like I know people like, you know, they love the Gene Wilder version. Fair enough, it's great.
That is good.
And so then it's
that
like
movie
okay.
came out like 60 something years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, it's
now,
like
so.
Yeah. Let's have like a new one. And when then Depp's version came out, you're like, oh,
yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Well, this is a prequel to the original version of the movie because it's a different backstory than the backstory. Mm. So this will line up with the backstory that we get in Charlie and Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Why? Yeah.
What backstory do we get in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
I don't think you get much, but I think that the whole thing is that this movie doesn't contradict any of that. Wherein Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, he's like,
hee-hee. Yeah.
My dad.
Yeah.
Look to chocolate gobsmacked.
Yeah, because like I think what's unnecessary about this movie, and just because a movie's unnecessary also is not like an indictment against making it. Mm-hmm. Make unnecessary movies. Who gives a shit? But what this movie is setting out to do is being like, what's the motivation behind Wonka? Which is not a thing we should. Who cares? But if they got to give us something, otherwise.
Yeah, I know. It's
you
just
know,
that
if
weird
that's
thing.
What the movie's like, going to be about, they got to pick some motivation.
It's like, well, he's a businessman and he capitalism, right? He want money. That's the motivation.
Yeah, but that doesn't make for a very good movie.
Well, obviously, yeah. But like, you just didn't need. You don't need any. Like, you don't need.
Well, you need a bit. Otherwise, you're not. You're making a.
Well, why make a prequel?
Yeah, as
a guess.
If you're gonna make a prequel, then what? That you have to assume.
Oh wait, are they making a prequel or is this the beginning of a new trilogy?
Well, I mean, who knows, dude?
Well,
finding out
no,
that
because. Because, like, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Willy's like, I'm too old for this shit. I'm going to give it
true.
To a little baby kid.
Yeah.
Stupid business.
Dumb idea.
Don't do that.
Dumb as fuck.
Have you spoken to a kid guy? They're fucking stupid as hell.
Charlie Bucket's not going to know what to do.
Imagine if we had that. Guys, I'm retiring. I'm too tired to keep doing this. So I'm going to have a competition. Only 10-year-olds apply.
Oh, no,
and
dude.
The biggest fan that is 10 years old gets my place on the podcast.
Yeah.
What? Hey, Joel Zammert, I don't think you should do that.
Today I saw a dog.
Okay, great.
It was great.
Okay, good. I might quit. Leave the kid. It's a young man's game.
Yeah, it's his companies now.
Yeah.
If this movie's setting out to give us a motivation, they got to pick something. But it should be like, because... What am I trying to say? Because we don't really care about them. It's not going to be like engaging enough to make the movie good. You got to hope that the whimsy levels
is high,
are as to the roof, so that we can just enjoy this Because it kind of also seems like they're doing a bit of a David vs. Goliath story where it's like Willy Wonka's the underdog.
Yeah.
Even though his chocolate is literally magic and like, what competition could there be for that? But like, you know, they're doing that kind of story. So, I don't know how the Oompa Loompas feature in. They do say we're going to make you remember. So I think that his memory was wiped about the Loompas,
Because he went to Loompa Land and then he befriended them because they were getting eaten by things.
Pernicious canids.
That's the one.
Yeah.
So maybe they're going to get...
I don't like saying pernicious canids.
Yeah. Why not?
It feels borderline slurry.
Yeah.
They're a creature of the forest. Yeah. It feels worse to call an Oompa Loompa or an Oompa Loompa. That feels racially charged.
They are...
I know that's their name, but also could that be their name? Why is he British?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Because there is those, witness some flashbacks or whatever of him going through the jungle.
That's right,
him.
There are two.
So yeah, it just feels.
And we get to see him kick an Oompa Loompa.
Yeah, behead one with his machete.
Yeah,
and the Oompa Loompa's back for revenge. Yeah,
oh, makes sense.
Yeah,
it's like a predator situation.
Yeah.
So. To try and figure out the tone of this movie, because the trailer's like, whoa, whimsy.
Yeah.
And then you're worried it's actually going to be secretly sad, or the whimsy will be fake. But in October 2022, Timothy Chalamet was on the cover of Vogue.
Oh, yeah.
And he spoke about the movie. And he said, you know what's really funny about it is it's so misleading. The movie is so sincere. It's so joyous.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Sincerity is great. I want sincere movies.
Oh, like, if you've seen Paddington.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sincerity is so lacking today. So.
And again, if it's with the same director that, like, hey, maybe that'll just kind of overcome some of my issues with terrible CGI.
Yeah.
Just like a pointless story. But
I don't even know if it's like.
It's a musical as well. There's seven songs performed in it by Timothy Chalamet.
You wouldn't have known from that trailer.
Yeah, there was a bit of a song.
Real burying that.
Yeah, it was like shot that looked like a chorus line or whatever. But,
oh, yeah. No daydreaming.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I like this weird, like, Dickensian version of London where you can get fined for having a think.
Yeah.
Well, that feels like, out of all of the jokes in the trailer, not that there was heaps.
Yeah.
But that felt very Paddington.
Yeah.
I mean,
stupid bear. I should be in Paddington.
You hate that bear.
You dumb bear.
Give me that marmalade. Why is it so good? I want it.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'd fight Paddington with marmalade.
I'd fight Winnie the Pooh and win.
Yeah.
Paddington's like, he's like a bit of a rascal, but he's kind-hearted. Where Winnie the Pooh is just a sack of shit guy.
I feel there's more...
Selfish slob.
Maliciousness in Winnie. Whereas Paddington is a bit more of a, like, a buffoon. He's a Mr. Boo kind of thing.
Well,
He keeps, like, stuffing things up, but not because he means to, just because he's clumsy. He's slippy.
Yeah, that's true.
Because he's that stupid little bear.
Yeah.
Winnie the Pooh's sort of got a heartlessness to him.
Yeah.
Like,
He's selfish.
He eats honey. Yeah. He doesn't listen to Piglet or whatever. He gets stuck in Rabbit's house.
If I had,
Don't go through the fucking window, Pooh.
No, he's going through the rabbit hole. He just put on a bunch of weight because he ate so much honey.
I feel like if I had honey, like a jar of honey on, like, a top shelf that he couldn't get, not only would he find a way to get that using a ladder, but somehow he would ruin my life.
Yeah, big time.
I would somehow be arrested because he would have put some incriminating evidence on my computer, and I'd be like, I don't know how that got there, and now I'm getting stabbed.
Blame the bear.
And they're
like, that's a toy, brother. You're going to jail.
Oh, no.
For a long time.
Yeah. Remember the Winnie the Pooh story? No. The Winnie the Pooh story where Tigger... the tiger, who is friends with Roo, Kanga's child, the kangaroo.
Yeah.
They both just really love the taste of cough medicine. They get on that drank. Do you remember that story?
I don't think that's a true story.
It is. They both really love cough medicine, and they both look, and Tigger has too much of it, and Kanga's going to be like, brother, lay off it.
Like, drug of choice for Tigger.
Yeah.
Cough medicine? Speed.
Well, he's already going so fast.
That's why I think he would love it.
Yeah, that's true.
Or maybe he's to slow down.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
No, because he just likes the taste from memory. He's like, oh, this is good cough medicine.
So I've Googled Winnie the Pooh cough medicine.
Yeah.
Not a single result.
Aww. Winnie the Pooh medicine, kangaroo. That's what you... No, Tigger, cough medicine, kanga, space, roo. That's what you got to Google.
Does okay. Tigger love purple drink?
Well, it's not, he doesn't mix it with Sprite or anything. He just has it on a big, long silver spoon. He's found it. He's found
he's
it.
Like, it's so no. there. It's a fan favorite. Everyone loved it.
I can so easily picture the illustration of Tigger in Kanga's pouch and she's feeding him cough medicine.
I don't think this is true, and I think you've got a fake memory.
Could be.
Okay, are you thinking of...
This could be it.
She's feeding him soup.
Extract of malt. It's a foodstuff that Kanga tries to give Roo daily as strengthening medicine.
That'll be it.
That Tigger really likes.
That'll be it.
But Roo hates.
Yeah,
so it's okay. not.
It's not cough medicine. It's not cough medicine. It's malt.
Oh, that's disappointing. I really wanted Tigger to really love the taste
Did
of
you at least mix it with
drink.
Lemonade or something.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't even.
Doesn't Tigger? He loves it. Roo hates it. You know?
Yeah, you know, but what's it?
He's like,
it doesn't. No, it's not even. And also, the story doesn't. It's not like a, oh no, Tigger's had too much extract
he
of malt.
He's so strong from eating cough medicine.
It's like he has a lot of energy and bounces around. And Kanga's like, don't you want to be like your friend Tigger? Like, look how healthy he is. And Tigger is healthy.
Does Roo want to do it?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
It's nice and learning about Woody the Pooh.
It's less again a Woody the Pooh plot angrily told at me by my friends.
Well, it's just because what you pitched versus what actually happened.
Yeah.
You told it like it's a PSA about don't drink cough medicine, when really it's basically, hey kids, eat your vegetables.
You should drink cough medicine.
No.
It's not even a liquid. It's not a liquid.
It's in a spoon though, right?
Maybe.
Is it like... You're making him like a chalky malt? Is that
no, in my mind,
this?
it's on a spoon.
Is it like a syrup?
Yeah.
Like molasses?
That's what I'm remembering.
Either way.
Regardless.
Wonka.
Wonka, right.
Okay. No, it's a powder.
Okay, well, who knows
It's
then?
Barley grains and water.
Who knows what's going on in this
Time
life,
will
then,
tell.
Who can say?
You're an idiot. And every time you tell a story like that, it really... Really should shade everyone else's view of you. And every time you tell an interesting story, it's like, has he just imagined something he hoped happened?
Has so many times it has happened knowing you over the last, like, over a decade.
Yeah.
And, like, the biggest thing that I found out from you, and then later on it was just not at all true, and it broke my heart, was the story of the Disney dumb fox.
Oh, yeah, that's so sad.
And I loved it so much when you first told me.
That's so
and then
sad.
It just wasn't at all what you fucking
it wasn't
told
how it went down. It's a story about what I remembered was that sometime in the 80s, Disney was like, we're releasing a series of educational VHSs as an alternative to primary school education, and then a bunch of people did it, and then he didn't learn shit. Came out dumb as hell, and then sued Disney into oblivion.
Yeah.
But that's not what happened.
Well,
no, not at all.
I don't understand how you told that story to anyone and they believed you.
Well, he didn't say sued to oblivion. It was just more like that it was a Disney that released these educational things, and there was like a whole like subset, like it was not a generation.
Like a class action lawsuit?
Like, a big class. Part of this is true. You can look it up. It's just not as terrible and funny as you initially pitched it, which was that
I added a
he
little
pitched
spice.
It. Yeah, he pitched it to be like, oh, yeah,
you added a little
and
spice
he used
of
the
lie.
Phrase Disney dumb fucks, which I love so much.
Yeah,
and it was just like, yep, okay, cool. There's this group of people, like 30 to 60 people, that were raised on nothing but Disney educational VHS, and you made it sound like it was their full education from like preschool all the way up to like university level, and they were the dumbest shits possible.
Oh,
they
wouldn't
sued,
that have been good,
and they
though.
Got compensation. Some of this is true.
Yeah.
Just nowhere near as great.
It was like a what do you call it? Like, additionally, right? Like, they had an education, but they also watched these tapes or something.
Something like that. Or just like, it was only like a trial for maybe like a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And they did get some compensation, but it wasn't this like incredibly stupid fuckos being like, if I have one Goofy, plus another Goofy.
I was raised on Mickey Mouse.
Why did it make them dumber? It's just the information was wrong.
It was not an education. It just didn't provide any educational benefit at all.
Yeah. Like, you shouldn't raise your kids on VHS.
Yeah, but like...
Well, it's kind of like,
how was
so
that
like,
a successful lawsuit if people... If as long as Disney didn't say, hey, raise your kids...
Maybe that
I
was
don't
the point.
Think any of this story.
No, it is. You look it up on your little machine.
Little machine. We don't have our little machines on us.
If I had my little machine, I'd be looking
what?
It up.
I don't even know what to look up.
Disney Education VHS
lawsuit?
Disney VHS lawsuit.
Yeah,
let's try that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, trying to Google Disney dumb fucks brings nothing.
Tragically. Well, I think it's because, like, if you make, like, when they make Sesame Street, they make a real concerted effort to make this, like, a...
Same like play school.
Yeah, like, this is educational in a way that we'll... It's like a... what do you call it? Like a...
Edutainment.
Yeah, like, but it's like they get experts in or whatever.
Bluey does it as well.
Like, yeah, like a conscious effort to make this educational.
So your kids aren't getting stupider. So we're off to a red hot start where Disney VHS lawsuit brings up literally nothing about what you're talking about. Disney education lawsuit.
Yeah. The generation made dumb by Disney.
Either way, there is definitely like a nugget of truth in whatever Jackson told us, but nowhere near as good.
There's always a nugget of truth.
Yeah.
Nothing's comes out of me whole cloth, you know. It's just how much I remember. That's what you're sort of up against.
Okay, so this is harder to look up, the educational one, only because of famous dumb fuck piece of shit.
Yeah.
DeSantis recently tried to sue, got Disney in trouble because.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's out there for those that want to find it.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night. Didn't even have the energy to think. Just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com. Promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. All that and much more. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca wherever you get your podcasts.
Inspired by the life of the savvy and ambitious Colombian businesswoman Griselda Blanco comes a new Netflix original limited series. Griselda tells the story of a devoted mother who, with her lethal blend of charm and relentless savagery, creates one of the most powerful cartels in history. Witness Sofia Vergara's captivating transformation into the godmother of the underworld. Griselda, streaming January 25th, only on Netflix.
Right, yeah, right.
Wonka. What do you think? What candy will he make? He makes the floating...
We're going to get these the best ofs. There's going to be... I think it's the floating one.
That's funny with the floating one because in the movie, that's not ready.
Yeah.
But I guess maybe turning it into a drink that we're still figuring out or something.
I think we're going to get like the classics.
Yeah.
Basically, like literally every single one.
That
so
sucks.
It kind of goes against, you know, the whole like, this is a prequel.
It's also just not as fun. You know, it's more fun for them to invent some new candies or whatever that do different stuff to you to then, you know, rather than be like, oh, hey,
remember this?
Viola Burger, this makes you a big, this makes you a, but they do seem to be like a couple of callbacks already in the trailer. And again, maybe these are more sporadic across the actual movie, but in the trailer, they're kind of bunched together in a way that's not super appealing. Like when he's like, oh, scratch that, reverse that. That's from the Gene Wilder one. Yeah. So like, I mean, I really hope that they don't just.
Timothy Chalamet's comedic timing is.
It's not ideal, you know.
Not Gene Wilder.
No.
He doesn't, yeah, but the only difference is in the trailer, he doesn't do the Gene Wilder yell. He's not yelling at any point. That's the only thing that's lacking.
No, like the whole scratch that, reverse that kind of thing. It's just the delivery isn't great.
Gene Wilder, and maybe this is intentional, like that. I feel like that's maybe giving them the benefit of the doubt, but maybe it's intentional. But Gene Wilder has like this nice kind of slowness to the way he really like deliberately.
Yeah. Isn't he quick?
No, not really.
The joke would be like, wait, no, scratch that. Reverse that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's more, you know, that little bit of pacing.
Which I think maybe Timothy Chalamet.
I think it's because Gene Wilder has maniac energy.
Yeah.
Well, and also, like, he was, you know, did a lot of comedies.
Yeah.
Timothy Chalamet was the boy that smoked crack in that movie where Steve Carell said he was.
Oh, yeah.
He was a fan of Jennifer Lawrence in that time where Earth went bad.
Right.
Little Women.
Little okay.
He was the friend of those dangerous girls.
Well, it could be Dune again. Dune.
Okay.
He wants the spice in another movie.
Yeah.
Maybe Little Women from memory.
He wants the pepper.
Give me the pep. I come to this place, give me the pep.
In another movie, he's an annoying guy that wants to fuck Lady Bird.
Okay. King of the Hills dog.
Yeah, that could be. That could be any film at this point.
What other roles have I seen him in?
I don't care for his acting sensibilities.
I like him in Dune, but I just like Dune. I like him as an actor, but I think he's often playing characters I find annoying, but I think that is... Because they're annoying in a different way than how he is in real life, which means it is acting.
I think he was miscast in Little Women.
Oh, yeah.
What? I think that was a... Great casting.
Nah, I think that was a miscast there.
I've seen Little Women. I can't comment.
You're too busy reading Moby Dick.
Yeah, dude.
Too busy reading.
It's a really long book.
Yeah, and rewatching Phase 4 of the Marvel film. Something we have not forgotten since last week.
It's been a week. Relax.
Calm down.
Yeah. And when do you plan on watching the first one?
This weekend. Yeah.
Okay.
Black
Widow, dude, in the calendar.
All right.
Hey, everyone. Just a quick note from editor Joel here to let you know that Jackson has lied here and did not watch any Phase 4 movies this weekend. Enjoy the rest of the episode.
I didn't really like him as in The Women. And Dune, like, he was fine as a Paul Atreides, but I reckon you could have gotten someone else.
I feel like the only time I've ever seen him in anything is The French Dispatch for some reason. That's, in my mind, the only time I've ever seen him in anything. And I didn't like that movie very much, so I can't really comment.
Okay. I didn't really like that movie that much either. Like, I liked it, I just didn't love it.
I love Wes Anderson. I wanted to like that movie heaps. But this was when I was on the plane and had watched 4 other Wes Anderson movies prior to it. So I think I might have just overdosed.
Yeah. What 4 did you watch before it?
I watched Darjeeling Limited, which I really like. Uh-huh. I watched Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. Uh-huh. I watched The Grand Budapest Hotel and...
Was it Isle of Dogs? Because that's the only one I remember you watching.
No, I've not seen Isle of Dogs. Nice try, cowboy!
I watched Isle of Dogs.
What the hell was the other one I watched? I cannot remember, but it was...
Royal Tenenbaums.
Yeah, Royal Tenenbaums. That was
there is no way I got that in one, but I appreciate you said yes, and we're moving on.
That was it. No, it was. It was Royal Tenenbaums. And then I was like, hell yeah, let's keep this party going. And then I was like, that's too much whimsy. I'm sick. Please, this was on a plane. Please, stewardess, get me a sick bag.
That's crazy, because you didn't even really... Grand Budapest Hotel is pretty whimsy.
Yeah.
Because Royal Tenenbaums...
There's not so much whimsy in Tenenbaums or whatever.
It's a bit
Life
whimsy.
Life Aquatic is pretty whimsy.
Life Aquatic's got the whimsy going for it. Darjeeling Limited, a bit. Yeah.
I think all of those three are, like, depressing as well, so it's tricky.
It's depressing
Royal
whimsy.
Royal Tenenbaums like, whoop, boop, 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 I'm going to cut my own head off.
Darjeeling Limited is like, whoa,
hard to grow up. And Grand Budapest Hotel is like, it's hard to run a hotel, and now I'm dead.
Now the war happened.
Whimsy, whimsy, whimsy. War.
Oppenheimer. Wes Hammer. Wes Anderson's greatest trick, isn't it? Whimsy, whimsy, whimsy. Aw.
I wonder if Asteroid City will do that.
Isn't that movie about grief? That movie's going to make me cry.
Whimsy,
Yeah, I think it's about grief, and I might be misremembering this, but Jason Schwartzman, is he? He's in it, yeah?
Yeah.
That's a good, solid bet, either way. But I think Jason Schwartzman,
dangerous guess.
From making it, was like, oh, I have come to terms with my own grief I didn't realize I had. Like, making the movie, he was like, oh, damn, okay. He
you know what's awesome? Going to make me weep like a little
baby. Oh, dude,
baby.
Me too. It's going to mess me right off.
You want to hear something awesome about Asteroid City?
I do.
So, listeners of the show probably like, why aren't they talking about it? Well, that movie seems like it'd be super up the BS Boys alley. Even if they didn't do a based reaction on it, surely it would at least come up in conversation. Well, that's because 6 weeks after it gets released in video on demand for you overseas listeners, which was last week for us, we still have another 4 weeks before it hits our cinemas.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Cool.
It's awesome stuff. Good shit.
Cool.
And it's funny when people bring up the fact that Australia used to be the number one country for piracy in the entire world. I wonder why.
I wonder what that's about.
I wonder if piracy was always about a service issue as opposed to people just like things for free.
Or like being criminal in their activities.
You know how, like, I don't know, when you were a teen, maybe, you would get, like, say, video games.
Yeah,
and
you'd
get, like, certain cracks and you'd have to be able to, like, you
cracked
know.
Games,
cracked
good
games. Cracked games, download them. And you'd be like, oh, yeah,
gotta
I gotta
get
use
this CD
thing.
Key.
Yeah. And you know how we just don't really hear about that now that Steam exists?
Yeah, exactly.
And like so many things are just easy to get at a click of a button?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I do miss cracked games, though. Good times.
Oh, dude, torrenting movies rocks.
Yeah, it is awesome. Piracy's cool.
Yeah.
In all forms.
Yeah. Look, listeners, please download all of Baseless Speculation and upload it as a torrent somewhere.
That'd be pretty funny.
That's happened to us in the past.
Yeah.
Rules.
People have torrented stuff we've been on. For who?
Who's doing that? Oh, sweet. I get these. Oh.
Yeah.
I feel like
I was hoping this was hardcore pornography.
I think
that is this.
We can discuss this off air because it's such a niche reference, but I'm pretty sure I remember what was on torrent sites and it was stuff that was behind the paywall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, hey, good.
Oh,
hey,
no.
Power to them.
Big time. Like I said, upload Baseless Speculation want to be on uTorrent.
Yeah.
Well, that's not the... Put us on Kickass Torrents. There we go.
That's the perfect place for us. What would make Wonka good for you? What could this movie do that you would be like, damn, this movie good? You can't just say be good.
Yeah. I think it needs to be whimsy, but quick.
Yeah, okay.
And it can't rely too much on like fantasy elements. Which is going to be hard for it to do because it's a musical about magic chocolate.
I think if this movie has a real earnestness at its core, then there's a lot of stuff I could look past.
As long as they sell me on the reason why we hate Wonka.
Yeah.
Like, or why, as in like the society at large.
Oh, right.
Like the villains of the thing. As long as they like give me a real good reason why they hate him and they're like, big chocolate runs this factory or big chocolate runs this town, I'd be like, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
He's a little guy. He's fighting for it.
I think that's what the trailer heavily implies. It's like this chocolate mafia that fucking hate anyone trying to get
muscle in their territory. Yeah,
and like they sell me that, and for some reason they're like, and the priests also hate him.
God, he's against Christ. Yeah.
Is it? Do you right?
I'm Dr. Bean.
I'm Dr. Bean.
I don't like the chocolate very much.
Jesus hates chocolate.
Welcome to church.
There's a bee in my house.
Surely the chocolate mafia and the priest aren't related in terms of villainy, right?
Maybe he's on
they're
the
two
take
different
or
villains.
Whoa!
It's kind of like you've got the chocolate mafia over on one side being like, oh, it's a lovely chocolate shop. It'd be a real shame if something happened to your knees.
Yeah.
And then maybe you've got like the whole religious
maybe
thing.
Maybe that'll be the
like
origin
gluttony.
Of his cane.
Oh, yeah.
They'll break one of his legs.
Yeah, maybe.
And then he'll heal up so he's fine by the time we see him again and do some Willy Wonka in the chocolate factory so he can do that somersault, that little somersault trick.
Yeah. What about Slugworth? Will he be in the movie?
I don't know who Slugworth is.
That's
I can't remember.
Be the
what
girl.
Are you, dumb?
No, I can't remember.
Slugworth's going to be the little girl.
Who's Slugworth?
Slugworth? What do you mean who's Slugworth?
Slugworth's the rancid man who used to run what I have to imagine was the world's worst chocolate fat company, Slugworth's chocolate.
No, Slugworth is his guy.
I'm the bad guy for not knowing who Slugworth is, and now you can't agree on who Slugworth is.
Slugworth is a co-conspirator yeah. with Willy Wonka, but he's also presented at the beginning of the movie as though he is an enemy of Willy Wonka who he's runs like, a competing chocolate factory.
My name is Mr. Slugworth and I have delicious Slugworth chocolate.
Yeah.
Steal the formula for whatever and...
The Everlasting Gobstopper.
Yeah, and we'll give you some sweet moolahs.
Yeah, and then the kids, all the kids do it, except Charlie Bucket, because he's a pure...
He's a pure heart little boy.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
right. Well, on the roll...
And Mr. Slugworth is like, haha, idiot children, I tricked you.
This was a test, and you failed, you dumb cunts.
Yeah. You failed this beer, this thing that could set you up for life, because you're all poros that I hate. This test that I gave to you, a 10-year-old child, failed.
Stupid.
Idiot. That's not going to fuck them up.
No, they'll be, no, yeah, they're going to be.
Great.
I think you'd be more fucked up by becoming a big blueberry.
Yeah, yeah,
that's more traumatic.
Yeah.
It's interesting that like some of the, so what we see in the trailer, like the
Slugworth tries to kill Tom and Jerry.
Good. The,
okay.
The chocolate pit, the like, yeah. like the rising chocolate. It's like nice that then he uses that as some kind of like a river of chocolate that he will then torture a little German boy with.
That is cool.
Yeah.
You know when Violet Beauregard becomes like a big inflated violet?
Yes.
That's like a huge fetish.
Yes.
Well, but like specifically becoming a big blue violet.
Well, it's a blueberry in the
whatever it is.
That was from that fetish exists before this film?
No.
Yeah, okay.
The film made it.
That's cool.
Crazy. So many people. That's like the fucking Jar Jar Binks alien farting in the camera.
Yeah.
Some people, movies
Violet
are dangerous.
Yeah.
You can have a sexual awakening at any moment. And that's terrifying.
Some people could have it to a podcast.
Yeah. Oh, that's bad.
That's bad.
There's a lot of content out there, though. So you'll be coming for years and years.
Years and years and years and years.
Well, I get. Okay. That makes sense. Like with, you know,
inflation.
Robin Hood.
Yeah. Yeah. Robin Hood made Marion.
Yeah.
And Robin Hood.
Robin Hood. Yeah. Yeah.
Very attractive.
Mm.
Very attractive fox. People.
I was gonna say, is that the origin point of furries, or was furries always something that we
furries
just
have been doing? Around since time immemorial?
Okay,
that's the underside of the human coin.
Well, how about then? Could you make the bold claim?
Yeah.
That it's like, and that's why foxes are more prevalent.
Possibly. Okay. Yeah, because both those foxes,
hot
smoke shows.
Yeah,
you know, we have to admit
the bear.
Oh my god, it's a very sexy movie, Robin
very
Hood.
Sexy I get it.
I like the jailbreak scene. Mm. Early to mid 80s for when furries started.
Oh, okay.
Worst animated film to have a sexual awakening to. I'm going to say Chicken Run.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
I don't want to be Pies.
She doesn't want to be a pie.
Oh, God. Give me, dress up like this chicken. And get half in a pie.
Tell me you hate it. I think that Food Fight movie starring Charlie Sheen, I think that would fuck you up real bad if that was your sexual awakening. Because every time, because they were all real brands, so every time you go into a supermarket, you just come in your pants.
Yeah. Wait, what movie? Food Fight?
Yeah, you know the Food Fight movie starring Charlie Sheen? You don't know about Food Fight?
I don't know about Food Fight.
So this is a movie that was
I thought you meant Sausage Party when you first
That would be
it.
Bad, too. No, Food Fight was a movie that is basically one big ad, and it's set in a shopping center, but at night the shopping center becomes a city, okay? And all of the brands, like Mr. Clean, Mr. Sheen or whatever.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Sheen.
Same thing.
All
whatever.
Of the, Count Chocula, whatever, these cons.
The three guys. Mr. Clean, Mr. Sheen, and Count Chocula.
Mr. Count.
Mrs. Butterworth.
Jackson's big three guys.
The South Crackle and Pop kids, I don't know. All the brand cons.
Okay.
Come to life. All right,
yes.
And they live in a city. And Charlie Sheen plays a dog. Who's a detective? A dog detective.
Is this an animated film?
Yeah.
No.
No, it's real life.
The shaggy dog was real life.
Woof, woof.
And apparently the movie was in production for fucking ages and then allegedly was stolen. And then they redid it really quickly and then released it straight to DVD. It's got Christopher Lloyd in it too. Okay. He plays the evil guy who introduces something called like... X or something.
I think I've seen clips of this.
It's very gross.
It looks cheap.
It's very gross.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Hilary Duff is in it. She plays a cat girl.
That would have been bad to have a sexual
Wayne Brady from Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah.
The second lead.
Is he the squirrel?
No. Well, yes, Daredevil Dan.
He looks wet. I think he's made of chocolate.
But the part where it was all real brands is wrong.
Aren't they all real brands?
No. Like with everything,
most
a
of
nugget
them are.
Of truth.
I mean, the main characters aren't, but all of the supporting characters are real
brains. No, because you get Vlad Chakul.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm.
I think initially then in the pitch, they were all going to be real brains. Mr. Sheen is in it.
Mr. Clean is in it, but again.
Okay.
And also, that's a deleted scene, so not even that.
Mr. Clean's in. I've seen people watching this movie. Mr. Clean is in this movie.
You've seen the deleted.
Mr. Clean is a deleted scene, but the same character, the same actor plays Lord Flushington as well.
Maybe you paid attention to this like how you pay attention to life.
There's a scene. It's not like he doesn't talk, but he's in the background, Mr. Clean.
Oh,
okay.
He's in the movie.
Well, he's technically correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's crazy. I thought they were all real brands because I remember when this movie was pitched when I was like 14.
Yeah.
I remember reading online people being like, this movie's coming out or whatever and it's going to be all brands. And for some reason, I remember being excited about it. I don't know why.
I had brand loyalty back then.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see a Coca-Cola can come to life.
That's going
to
be so exciting.
Hell
dude.
Yeah. Remember they got my favorite Dr. Pepe.
But then I guess in the end, maybe those brands
that,
pulled out.
Is
I don't know.
Lay's Chips?
Oh,
and that weird fucking creature that used to be their mascot?
What was the Lay's Chips mascot?
Lay's Chips? Or was it the Smith's Chips? Where it was this weird, grotesque, hairy thing?
I don't know. That's what the fuck? I don't remember this at all.
I'm in the 80s? Early 90s?
I have no idea.
I thought I had a little internet machine on me. I can't look this up.
Yeah, damn. But can't find out.
Was it like, used to make like a grubble, grubble kind of thing? I don't know. It was crazy.
Robble, robble is what the Hamburglar says.
Yeah.
Robble, robble, like robble, robble.
Gross looking thing.
Yeah.
Mm. It was furry, hairy.
Like that?
Love to steal chips, eat it.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
That is interesting. Yeah, your Foo Fight movie's wrong.
Okay.
Feels like that maybe you had a whimsy teenage years. You would find a little tiny nugget of something that's not interesting.
Yeah.
And then your brain would expand on it until it was a fun little exciting story.
You're
and then
the
you
Foo
made
Fight
that
movie's
true.
Not interesting?
Yes.
That's crazy. It's deeply fascinating. You got any swings for the fences for Wonka?
Gene Wilder cameo.
Gene Wilder deepfake. Could be.
Let's see. Maybe they. Hopefully they do like a flash forward. That would be bad.
They do a flash forward to Willy Wonka in his old age. Maybe he's telling a Charlie Bucket about it.
Maybe.
About his
you don't see Charlie.
Oh, Grandpa Joe cameo.
Oh yeah.
Grandpa
big time.
Joe. And his name will be like
Joseph.
Sonny Joe or something like that.
Yeah, Walkin' Joe.
Jivin' Joe.
Jivin' Joe.
Look at him. Not at all bedridden piece of shit.
Maybe we'll find out how he becomes bedridden in this. The Chocolate Mafia break his kneecaps or whatever. Yeah.
I reckon he might work for the Chocolate Mafia.
Oh, damn. Yeah, could
be. I reckon we're going to get some kind of like a bucket.
Yeah.
A link there.
Do we think we'll get an explanation as to why his friend, the little girl, is not in the subsequent movies?
Yeah, she'll move.
Okay.
Nah, Slugworth.
Slugworth, she's Slugworth.
She's Slugworth.
And that makes sense. Yeah.
Do you wish that a lot of the things you believed were actually true, Jackson?
I don't think about it.
Fair enough. Do you think about it when you tell other people it's the truth?
No.
Yeah, that's fair.
Not really.
Because
you gotta, in the moment, I do believe it.
Yeah,
you know, because that's my memory.
Well, yeah.
And it's just that I've, at some point along the way, misconstrued.
Embellished the truth.
Yeah, in some cases, embellished, and in other cases, just misremembered.
Mm-hmm. What part you misremember?
That they were all real brands. that's just something I genuinely believed. I thought that was neat.
Yeah,
but
you genuinely believe in Disney dumb fucks, too.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I want to believe in Disney Dumb Fox. That's great to have, but just not the
case. Really, really struggling to find any information about any of what you said.
Time will tell.
It's around.
It'll be there. You just gotta find the right keywords.
Yes. Just trying to figure out how a videotape in the 80s provided alongside regular. I didn't even put 80s in.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out how a videotape can make you dumb.
Well, it's just, you know, because it's part of. Well, it's like, you know, I went to that cult school as a kid.
Yeah, but it was.
No, but hear me out. So I went to that cult school.
No, but what you're about to say doesn't make sense.
So, and that cult school got in trouble legally because it didn't provide an education.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a thing you can get in trouble for if you're claiming you provide.
But in real life, Disney didn't say don't send your kids to school, watch these videos.
No, but they would have said these videos provide an education. Yeah.
So instead of going to say an after school program, they went and watched this VHS, which in the family are like, well, my child is no smarter.
This has not worked. The thing you promised and the experiment or whatever that we're part of is not achieving the goal it set out to achieve. So...
Experiment? Because that changes things entirely. I think it wasn't
again. No, don't listen to him. Don't listen to his words.
That's...
No. Don't say experiment. I just feel that that is adding another extra layer to this.
Well, that makes more sense.
Yeah. In my head, it is an experiment, but as we found,
unreliable. But then if it's an experiment, then there's no lawsuit because you sign a waiver at the start of an experiment.
Well, yeah, but probably as part of an experiment, they will... also make the promise to you that it is going to achieve the thing they say it will.
See how just quickly he lies? See how quickly he makes shit
That's also not how experiments work.
See how quickly he just made something up?
Yeah.
And he genuinely believes it wholeheartedly? Yeah.
Well, he now believes this was... he's misremembered Disney dumb fucks to just be now a clinical trial. Like, that's if you ask him now...
No, he's an experiment. You're putting words in his mouth.
Sorry, yeah.
And he'll jump on it soon.
Yeah, you're embellishing the story.
He'll be like, that clinical trial. Because that'll be implanted in his head.
Yeah, where they tested out if these videos were actually educational, and then it made the entire, every single one of that dumb.
Every kid born in the 90s came out dumb as fuck.
Yeah. You're like, I don't know what you are. It's like the Bobo doll experiment, where it was like, oh yeah, kid, you know, monkey see, monkey do, kid see someone beat up a clown, you're going to beat up a clown. You're like, not only will I beat up a clown, I'm pretty sure I killed it and five other guys.
And it was a real clown, dude. Right.
Okay, so he definitely takes in what's happening on screen. But then, adds his own cool things up.
Own elements to it. Yeah.
And they gave me a gun.
And now I'll kill you.
Come fuck with this kid.
Anyway, let this be a lesson to everyone that sometimes you make movie trailers that aren't exciting to talk about. And you should never, ever, ever trust the story Jackson tells you to be true.
And so I guess in summary, what we're going to see is Willy Wonka has a dream of owning his own chocolate business. Yeah. He goes on an exploration thing, probably forgets about it because there's that whimsy thing. And maybe he's a bit more grounded. And when the Oompa Loompa is like, remember? He's like, I remember. And it becomes a bit more whimsy.
Yeah.
And after that, then maybe with that Oompa Loompa's help, starts making some nice, delicious chocolates.
Mm-hmm.
The chocolate mafia are like, no, we like our chocolate.
Yeah.
No whimsy.
And then he's going to sing seven little songs.
And then the priest is like, this goes against God.
Yeah. Somehow.
This is an abomination.
Somehow it's sinful
this
to
is
love
sinful.
Chocolate
Only
this much?
Jesus can fly.
Lust is a sin.
Yeah.
So is greed.
So is gluttony, dude.
And gluttony.
Yeah, that's true.
And chocolate's like 3 out of 7.
Yeah, that's true. Fuck.
Lust, greed, gluttony.
Oh, no, might be doing like miracles. So he's like, only Jesus can, and certain saints can make.
False prophet Willy Wonka.
Prophet Willy
certain
Wonka.
Saints. You like find that to become canonized as a saint, you need proof of two miracles.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why
Saint Wonka.
Whoa, that's the sequel.
Yeah.
Well, the question posed in the trailer is
two miracles are so many miracles.
So many.
If you're already doing one,
yeah, but miracle.
If
you got one miracle on your belt, you could probably do two.
Do they have to be different miracles?
Hey, the first milli is hard. It's the second milli that was easy.
Yeah, that's
same
true.
Thing. First miracle, hard.
It's
second miracle.
The reasoning is like, what if the first one was just a fluke?
Yeah. What if just sometimes fish do that?
Yeah, exactly.
That's true. What if sometimes you break a loaf of bread and you feed 40,000 or whatever?
Holy shit.
Yeah.
You broke that bread and then suddenly more bread fell out. Damn.
Whoa.
I was so thirsty and dehydrated, this motherfucker made me so drunk.
Yeah.
I'm sad that it's got to be different miracles, because like if you've already flown or whatever, like achieving...
You could fly twice, I reckon.
Yeah, but that doesn't count, apparently.
Well,
they got to be different miracles.
Surely if I flew twice, that'd be a miracle.
If you fly twice, because I think the most recent saint that got canonized, the only reason I know this is because she's from Australia.
Oh, yeah. What were her miracles?
I think she healed two people.
Whom?
What's her name?
I don't know, dude. We're asking you.
Yeah.
It's that famous Australian one.
I don't know,
Nicole
dude.
Kidman.
Harold Holt.
Al Kiley.
Yeah.
Australia.
Kylie Minogue. Her sister. Saint not
Danny,
Kylie Minogue.
Danny Minogue.
That's the
Mary
one.
Mary McKillop.
I don't know.
Dead, don't know.
Yeah. Sorry, dude. Yeah. I don't know all the
she
saints.
Was born in Fitzroy and died in...
Fitzroy?
Sydney.
Yeah.
Sydney killed her.
Yeah, damn,
how to
dude.
Do it.
Well, she healed somebody.
What the fuck?
What?
She was originally born in Newtown, Melbourne, New South Wales, now Fitzroy, Victoria, Australia. Huh?
Huh?
How was Fitzroy ever in New South Wales? What the fuck?
When did it move here?
What the hell is going on?
So they get like the state line, they just drew it real like...
I don't know what
real,
happened.
The like, real miracle. Yeah.
Maybe one of her miracles was being born in two states at the same time.
Yeah, how did she heal? Do we know how she healed?
Look, here's what I think happened. Yeah. It didn't. And...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, of course.
Obviously.
She also got excommunicated.
No, but because I was a saint.
You can't do that. She's
not
a saint.
Miracle. What
yeah,
the hell?
Is she an ex-saint now? What the hell,
no,
dude?
This was before. So basically she got excommunicated like an X-Man. And then they were like, you know what?
You're back.
Welcome back.
That's crazy.
Okay.
She healed two people.
That's all it takes.
Whoa. Okay. She uncovered the dark side of the church in 1871.
What?
Started being like, what the fuck? Got excommunicated for that.
What happened? What?
1871. She was like... She knew the stuff that people still talk about with the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
She raised that issue
back
in 1871.
Wait, what? Heck, what? What?
Yeah, so Mary MacKillop was like, it's...
In 1871, she before was like, Australia was Australia.
We were Australia in 1871.
I thought we were Federation. Federation was in 1900.
No, yeah, 1901.
Yeah. Okay,
federal. Which is why New South Wales was Victoria, I guess.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, she
so
was
in
banished.
1870s,
they
were like,
banished
hey,
from...
This is happening.
Yeah.
And then for fucking what? Over 100 years, we were like, shush.
150 years.
150 odd years, like, shush.
Yeah.
Move them around a bit.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a good thing.
God damn.
God fuck it, damn it. And then she's like, the same cunts are giving me a sainthood? Fuck
That's
off.
Crazy.
Well, I don't know if she died whilst still...
And then they... So she did she die excommunicated because she's like, you guys are fucked? And
well,
then
no,
like, after
she...
her death, they're like, let's bring her back in. That's rude.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Don't do that. Yeah.
I think that she was welcome back.
Why did she go back?
Why did she go
back?
I
don't know.
Mary MacKillop.
Come on.
Be born in New South Wales or Fitzroy.
He can't be born in two states.
Don't be born in two states.
It's not allowed.
Yeah. Wow, it's nice to find out that, yeah, going on since the
1870s. I think, yeah, before that, too.
Well,
yeah,
before.
Yeah, yeah.
Still going. Yeah. Didn't take him down, though.
Wow. Yeah. The Catholic Church tragically still exists.
Yeah, that is sad. There's a lot going on in today's Wonker episode. Started with what's better to stand in, human shit or dog shit.
And here we are.
Ended with a deconstruction of organized religion.
Yeah, which is what I think Wonka will
I think that's true.
Well.
I think that is what Wonka will be.
I think Wonka will have his own religion because he'll be proven to do miracles, i.e. the power of flight. Is the power of flight a miracle?
Yeah.
It would be for me.
Well, yeah, if walking on water is a miracle.
I think they call it
levitation.
Levitation or something. Yeah.
Okay.
The, like, the...
All right, I'll put your bingo card.
Yeah.
Stigmata. Wonka stigmata. Set a square.
That's all you need. This bingo card is one big square.
Yeah, it just says you're walking
Wonka
into the
stigmata.
Cinema. Walking into the cinema holding one piece of paper that just says Wonka stigmata.
And you can tick that off at the beginning
you
because you know it's coming.
Might as well do it now.
Yeah.
Leave it at home.
Well, Wonka stigmata, lock it in. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
This has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we've been the BS Boys.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get wonked, America.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sandspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.